The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values. It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now, we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Today's March the 6th, 2026.
Michelangelo's birthday. He was born on this day.
Speaking of birthdays.
Michelangelo was born on this day.
Yes.
So was I.
Yeah.
What? Happy birthday, yeah. Happy to birthday. You. Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's good, Brent.
That's what really we're talking about.
That's good stuff there. You know, I always felt a kindred spirit with Michelangelo. I don't know, even though we lived, centuries apart.
That's right.
In terms of our artistic ability.
Yeah,
artistic,
it all makes sense to me now.
Sculpting. Yeah. I can right. picture you laying on your back on some scaffolding there.
Can you now?
Yes, absolutely. In the Vatican.
Yeah.
Painting
taking a nap. Hey, everybody. Trivia Friday. It is my birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
There.
Tim with Jonathan and JJ, we thank you for listening. So the staff this morning, or at least some of the folks on the executive floor up there, they gave me a gift.
Right.
They gave me a gift for my birthday. And I sent it to Brent to post it on our Today's Issues Facebook page. It's a coffee mug, okay? It's got President Trump's picture on it, right? And it says, "You're a great golfer. You're really, really a great golfer. The best, really terrific, just fantastic." It says, other golfers, they're losers. Total disasters. Everyone agrees you are the very best. Believe me.
Oh, my word.
Isn't that great?
And we can all hear him saying that.
I did my poor copy of President Trump. But
no, that's
a hilarious. Hilarious.
Fun.
It was a great, great gift from some of my friends here on staff.
Now, please tell listeners, you and your siblings nearly made it into the Guinness Book of World Records. We carry on with a lot of craziness. That is the truth.
That is the truth. So I was born in 63, and I'm 63 today. So I don't know what that means.
I wouldn't get on a flight if I was you. I mean, don't spend the night in the 13th floor.
I was thinking of going over to Tunica, though.
Yeah, no,
don't do that.
No,
I don't think that. Yeah,
for every reason.
Okay, but I'm kidding about that. But I have three siblings, and no twins. So my mom and dad had four babies. And three of the four of us had March 6th as our birthday.
Yeah, three out of the four. No C-section, three out of the four.
Right. No.
And you were like almost a runner-up for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, I think the record was at one time five natural-born children to one couple.
Right.
You know, on the same day. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. We didn't make the Guinness Book of World Records, and you know, kind of disappointing. My parents, that didn't keep trying. You know, sort of gave up there in terms of.
They got out of the race.
They could have had the record, but they.
Slackers.
I don't want to say they quit, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
I do know.
I just wish they'd given it just a couple more kids.
Right.
You know, a couple more kids.
Well, and you know what? Not only did you get gypped on getting into Guinness Book of World Records. Yeah. I'm guessing everybody had to kind of share a birthday.
We did.
One cake.
No, it's one skating rink day. Yeah. That's all it was. Everybody, my little brother got thrown in there at 1 year old. He was one. I was nine.
Yeah.
My sister was eight.
We're gonna say this is all y'all's birthday. Happy birthday. Let's pat everybody on the head. Happy birthday.
It's a combo.
Share this gift.
It's kind of like those people who are born on Christmas.
That's
right. You know
what
I'm saying? They just... All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. Tim, Jonathan, and JJ. Ed's away today, and Jonathan's aptly filling in for him. So it's first-time callers only. And what's the phone number, Jonathan, for folks to call in? And so you're only eligible to call in if you've never got on the air with us today. That's what today is for. Go ahead.
That's right. The phone number is 888-589-8840. I'll give it one more time for those of you that may not understand the redneck in me.
Say it slowly for people in the South, okay?
888-589-8840.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. All right, first-time callers only today on the program, so line up, get on the air, ask and answer. That's what we prefer. You call in, you answer one of our trivia questions, which we're about to give, and you ask us one. Go ahead, Jonathan. Is that everything? No, we got
a mystery question.
What's that, JJ?
The mystery question, one of these original nine questions, is the mystery question.
Yeah.
If you land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound.
Yes.
Ah, the beloved cowbell. That means you win a hardback copy of this brand new book from Alex McFarland and Bert Harper, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times.
Yep. And then we have our Learning University t-shirts. We'll be ready in about a week. Week, maybe two. They're coming through the Straits of Hormuz right now. So it's kind of, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of risky whether we're going to get those shirts or not.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding about that. Shouldn't joke about war. I'm not joking about war. I'm just talking about we need to pray for our servicemen and women.
Yes,
that's right.
Who are overseas involved in this conflict/war with Iran. All right, go ahead, Jonathan. What you got, my friend?
All right, well, I've been on here a few times, and I think everybody pretty well knows that at least one of my three first questions are going to be about John Wayne.
Yeah. So, only one?
Only one this time.
Only one this time.
True to form, my first question is, in fact, a John Wayne question. John Wayne said that John Wayne said that this 1956 movie he starred in was his favorite role of his entire career, so much so that he named his son after the character he played in this movie.
Wow.
Wow.
What was the name of the movie?
He did movie. John Wayne, I mean, he's one of the top 10 movie stars of the 20th century.
Yes, sir.
Certainly probably number one or number two with Clint Eastwood. Tied,
yes.
Tied,
agreed.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Westerns.
Mm-hmm.
But so he named his son after a movie he made in 1956.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. What is the name of that movie?
Okay.
All right. Question two. It's a Bible question. Who was the first king of Israel? Who was the first king of Israel?
Good Bible question.
All right. And my third question, what bizarre Independence Day coincidence links U.S. presidents John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe?
Okay. I got you. I think I know the answer to that.
Yeah, good questions. Here's what I've got. Start out with a Bible question. At many of the most important moments in his ministry, Jesus often allowed the same three disciples. Name them. At many of the most important moments in his ministry, Jesus often allows the same three disciples. Name them. Second question, Phillips and flatheads are types of what? Phillips and flatheads are types of what? Third question, true or false, silly string is outlawed in Mobile, Alabama. Is that true or false? Silly string is outlawed in Mobile, Alabama.
Really?
True or false? Well, maybe not. If it is, everybody can certainly see why.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
Jonathan is like, really?
Yeah.
But see, we've Chip and I have been friends for 30 years, so it didn't have to make sense. One of us throws the ball towards the glass, and the other one doesn't even have to look. They know to grab it and alley-oop it.
And I've just got a puzzled look on my face here.
Hang on, brother. There's more.
Okay.
There's more.
Okay. More coming. Well, I'll tell you, Waha. You just listen up, yo, grump.
Y'all are going to get me too tickled.
Well, there's got to be more things like this, Waha.
I'm not going to be able to.
Who says Waha? Yeah. That's John Wayne.
No, no.
Did he do that when he went out and ordered dinner?
I just do that because it sounds like that's something he should say.
Oh, he didn't say that?
No. That was.
That's J.J. imitating.
That's John Wayne-ish.
Well, you had to go in there, man. I thought he was a Waha. I'll take the sirloin Waha with some broccoli. Waha. Bring me a lot of butter for my rolls. Waha. He didn't do that.
But doesn't it sound like him, though?
Yeah, just like him.
That's just my little extra I threw in there.
Man, you that was a deep dive. You did it.
All right, I'm not going to make it an hour.
Okay,
man.
Here we go. Here we go. All right, so which part of the human body controls balance?
Under normal circumstances?
Yes. Yes, under normal circumstances. Which part of the human body controls balance? That makes sense?
It does to me.
Yes, sir.
All right. In life, in your spiritual condition, everything you can think of.
Controls balance. All right, here we go. Here's my second question. This actor was a star in several Disney movies in the 1970s. He also, giveaway, this is a male, he also starred in the Western Tombstone. Who is he? Who is he? You got that question?
Yes, sir.
He was in his 20s, folks. He was a major star in Disney movies. All right, so, and here's my third question. What state produces the most rice? What state produces the most rice?
Good question.
We produce a lot of rice here in the U.S., and this state produces the most. What state am I talking about? All right, let's go. Who's up first, Jonathan?
We got Dawn.
Or JJ?
Yeah, we got Dawn from Virginia. Hello, Dawn.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe it. I called first time and actually got on. I'm so excited. And my husband, his name is Terry, and he's the one who actually got me started listening to you guys. And we really appreciate what you guys do and
putting out
some good, godly listening. So we appreciate it.
Thank you, Dawn. Congratulations.
Yes.
You're on the air with us. And Jonathan's our general manager when he's not doing John Wayne impersonations here. And JJ, JJ's been on staff a long time, and we just appreciate very much what
Absolutely.
You just said.
Yes, Terry,
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for turning Dawn on. Yeah, but Terry's the one that started listening
to
tell Dawn about us. And thank you both there. Well, Dawn,
we got Tony Orlando.
That's right. We got Tony Orlando.
And now we got Terry.
On deck.
Got Terry and Dawn, you know. So.
Hey,
we got Dawn Detergent.
We love.
I mean, there's just many ways to look at
this. We can keep going. Hey, Dawn, we love your enthusiasm. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Okay, I'll do both. The one of the questions, there was a couple of them, but the one about the first king of Israel.
Okay, all right, that was one of my questions, Dawn. The question was, who was the first king of Israel?
And that would be Saul.
That is correct.
Nicely done.
Good job.
Thank you for reading your Bible.
Saul was the first
king, head and shoulders taller than everybody else,
mm-hmm.
and actually hiding among the luggage when they were saying, Saul, come on down. Oh, that might have been something different. I think that was the game show.
I don't remember reading that part.
Yeah, but when Samuel was saying, okay, I'm about to introduce him as king, and mm-hmm. he was hiding. So he started out humble and faithful, but then you know, I think it went to his head.
Yeah.
Hey, Dawn, what's your question for us?
I had it on my mind. It was, what was the name of Moses' mother?
Jochebed.
Yes,
answering for the team here.
Well, you know,
I just blurted it out.
Yeah. So her name was Jochebed.
Jochebed.
Yeah.
But they called her Bubbles. Yeah. And I don't know what that has to do with anything. It's just
called her Bubbles.
Yeah, everybody had nicknames. I mean, as far back as the Old Testament. So they called her Bubbles, but I don't think she was crazy about that.
Jocka what?
Jochebed.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, thank you again for listening. You and Terry, God bless you. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, time change this weekend.
Thank you, Don, and thank you, Terry.
We spring forward, guys, so don't be late to Sunday school.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm so tired of darkness at 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock.
Yep. Yeah, and then 5:30. Maybe you get 5:30 right now, but what is it? Starting this Sunday, we get another hour of daylight, huh?
Yes, but we lose an hour. So
I don't care about that. That's like one day. I'm talking about we get 8 months of
daylight.
Of some daylight.
Yeah.
Right.
So I have to,
Well, tell us how you really feel. Yeah. I don't think you really.
I don't even know why we have daylight savings time.
Oh, we got to get rid of it. Huh? Yeah. It's one of those things they can't explain. They don't know when it started. Right. And, you know.
Yep. They keep saying it has something to do with agriculture or farming.
Oh,
or
there's kids out by the bus waiting at the bus stop. You hear whatever. You just hear a different thing. Here's why we started.
Yeah.
But once it started, you know, nobody can stop anything.
Yep. Yes. Just one of those things.
Right.
You know, and things of that nature. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim, Jonathan, and JJ, who's up next?
Tina from Arkansas. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
What part of Arkansas?
Bentonville.
Where is
Bentonville.
It? Oh, yeah.
Up in the northwest.
Walmart country.
Yeah, and Tyson's and University of Arkansas area.
Yeah.
Oh, all perfect.
All kind of stuff up there.
Tina, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to answer the other Bible question about the three.
Yes, ma'am. Here's the question. At many of the most important moments in his ministry, Jesus often allowed the same three disciples, name them.
Peter, James, and John.
Peter, James, and John.
Good job.
They were the inner circle and among his best friends. No, Jesus doesn't have favorites, but they showed up at the healing of Jairus' daughter. They were there at the Mount of Transfiguration. They were there in the agony of the Garden of Gethsemane, and I don't know where else, but almost all these miracles and everything, you go, and there he was, and he kept everybody else outside, but allowed Peter, James, and John to be there. Hey,
they were, like you said, sort of his... They were what do you even want to call it? Inner circle,
right?
You know, yeah. Where do you listen, Tina? You said
AFR.
Okay, I mean you listen in. You already told us that in Bentonville.
Bentonville.
Okay.
Yeah. Bentonville, yes, sir.
All right, Tina, we're ready for your question. Fire away.
Well, wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and I also have a sister who was born on my birthday.
Wow. Whoa, okay. Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but not a twin, right?
Nope.
Yeah, just a
sister. 7 years between us.
Okay. Well, congratulations. When is your birthday?
It's in August.
I know. Okay.
Well, hey, Tina, what's your question for us?
Well, since I live in Bentonville and Walmart is big around here, what is the size of the acreage for the Walmart home office, the new one?
Oh, I saw that being constructed when I was up there about 6 months ago or a year ago, whenever it was.
I'm going to take a guess and say it's sitting on 30 acres. And that's pulling that out of whole cloth.
I don't know. Would John?
I'll say 20 acres.
20 acres. That's a big piece of property.
That is. But we're talking about something.
Yeah, that's a big.
We're talking about something Sam did.
Especially if you go up, you know, go up a few. I'll go with, what'd y'all say, 30 and 20?
Yes, sir.
I'll split the difference. I'll say 25, Tina. 25 acres.
350.
300?
Oh, you're talking about the whole spread right there. Not just the building
what
itself.
What is the campus?
Okay. Okay, like the lake beside it and the running track and you know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I was...
That's okay. No, we were a little bit confused on the... But that, 300 acres.
300 acres.
Somebody sold
350.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah. What, do you work for them, Tina?
No.
Okay. All right.
Here's
that's
the
why
deal.
Eggs are $7.
Some of y'all up there in
pay for that.
Some of y'all up there in Arkansas that's got a lawn service. You need to reach out to them there in Bentonville, 350 acres, because you and your boy and your next-door neighbor, you could hire a couple neighborhood kids.
Yeah,
you could
be set for life.
You'd be in good shape. It's going to take you a minute to cut them 350 acres. By the time you start on Monday, you finish up on Saturday night around midnight.
Time to start again.
Start all over. That's right. Hey, thank you, Tina.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Tina.
You. Have a great weekend.
All right. You got... you got Walmart, but you got other industries up there, businesses up there too, located.
So, you know, I'm a pilot, so I love all things aviation. Sam Walton was a regular guy. He drove an old truck, had an old dog, I think named Roy or something.
He was young at one time, though.
That's right, but he named the dog food after his dog, but he loved to fly. And once he's taxiing, getting ready to get on the runway, and he stopped at the end of the taxiway, and he got out, and he took his shotgun because he saw some doves fluttering up, and he shot at these doves. And the guys at the airport said, "Sam, you can't do that." He said, "Well, I've been doing this ever since I was young." He said, "Well, this is a new day. We're not excited about you even having a shotgun in your airplane, but you just can't get out of your plane
right.
and start shooting doves.
Sort of willy-nilly."
Yeah, that's what, yeah. But he,
willy-nilly.
Some pilots told me that, and then I heard it several more times because he was just
regular guy.
When you're just a regular guy and you remember how things used to be, when I was in high school, people had guns in the gun rack out in the parking lot.
Yeah, in the back window.
Nobody shot anybody.
In the back window because it was just what did George Bush say? A kinder, gentler a day or something like that.
He said George W. Bush or H. W. Bush.
One of them.
Well, W. H. W. Bush said not gun day.
Wouldn't be prudent.
wouldn't be prudent.
Not gonna do it.
It's Wah-ha. One word.
Waha. Not gonna do it. Waha.
Not gun day. Not gun day.
George Bush doing John Wayne.
Hey, where do we go next?
Well, I tell you what. We're about a minute out from break, minute and a half, take our break a little early here. And then it'll be Pruton, come back.
Waha.
And so we'll go to Lydia in Georgia, is that right?
That's right.
I think so.
We got Lydia in Georgia, we got Jeff in Tennessee, Alex in Texas, Rick in Louisiana, Jeremy in Arkansas, and Cindy in Oklahoma.
Woohoo!
We'll get to those calls. Boom, 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 boom. See what I did there?
I like it.
Sam Walton.
That's
boom,
right.
Boom, boom, boom.
Coming out there shooting, shooting at doves.
Pull up. Wow. All right, we'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Some years ago, there was a young man who wanted to find a place to serve his fellow men. Searching, praying, looking, he came to the conclusion that God had called him to be a minister. He began his preparation. He worked hard toward being a minister, but things just didn't seem to fit in place. Following a trying period, he finally left the ministry and turned to medicine. Being a Canadian, he studied at the University of Toronto. During World War I, he served his country as a soldier. Returning to Canada, he practiced medicine in London, Ontario. However, business was not very good for him. Patients simply did not come. But he was not to become discouraged. A man of usefulness, he began reading all the latest medical journals in his spare time. He became obsessed with the tragedies he saw in the disease called diabetes. It was taking the lives of many people. In 1921, he gave up his practice of medicine and borrowed a laboratory in which to conduct experiments. This man had little help or encouragement from his friends. Nevertheless, he worked steadily in the laboratory. He was searching for a cure for the dreaded disease of diabetes. He had a helper by the name of Charles Best. They both applied their knowledge and skill toward the discovery for a cure of diabetes. You know, sometimes it's hard to find one's place in life. Often it seems for many of us that we just don't fit in anywhere. We try one thing and it doesn't work out. Then we go to another field with not much success. But there's a feeling in all of us, and I think it's divinely implanted, that somewhere there's a job for us to do. And the truth is, there is. We all have a role to play in the theater of life. None of us are of such little importance that we should be left out when the curtain is pulled and the play begins. We each have a special talent given by our Creator, which He expects us to pass on to others. We probably aren't able to do some things as well as other people do them, but then they aren't capable of doing some things as well as we do them either. We should each do the best we can with what we have to do with. I guess you call that stewardship. If we'll make that serious search, we'll find our place in life. How was it that the Good Shepherd said it? Seek, and you shall find. I believe he meant that. Keep looking, keep searching, keep hunting for your spot to fill, and one day you will find it. And life will have meaning and purpose because you do. The man who left the ministry for medicine was Sir Frederick Grant Banting. He found his place and discovered insulin. Millions of diabetics are glad he did. And if you haven't found your place, keep searching. You will.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. Ephesians 1:11.
American Family Radio.
There you go. You can go on the internet if you want to listen to the rest of it. You know, that reminded me of the cameo that John Wayne made on the Jetsons in 1972, I think it was. Do you guys remember this?
Barely.
Huh?
I don't remember it.
You don't remember it at all?
No.
It was a very...
Tell us about it.
It was a big deal. It was like the last episode of MASH. You know, the whole world's watching.
Yeah.
Because John Wayne never did cameos.
Right.
But he was on the Jetsons.
Ah.
So, you know, it was an animated character.
Right.
But it was John Wayne nonetheless.
Yeah.
You could tell
by that shuffle.
Yeah.
You just walking.
Yeah.
Kinda...
Well, he was on like a space cowboy
type
thing. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Okay. All right. Trivia Friday. It is on American Family Radio. Tim, Jonathan, and JJ. And Jonathan Coker's our GM here, and he fills in some time to time when one of us is out for trivia. And let's go ahead, guys, and repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered, and then we'll go back to the phones.
All right, I'll start my first question, John Wayne question. John Wayne said in this 1956 movie he starred was his favorite role of his entire career, so much so that he named his son after his character. What was the name of the movie?
All the movies he's been in, all the blockbusters, mm-hmm. and one stood out so much that I'm going to go ahead and name my son Rambo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give it away.
Yeah. All right. My second question, what bizarre Independence Day coincidence links U.S. Presidents John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe? And I had one of mine answered, so I'm going to add one more. And that is, what is the only fruit that carries its seeds on the outside?
It carries them, though, right?
It carries them. Okay. Yeah, it's just on the outside. It
carries them on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, good questions. Here's what I've got. First question, Phillips and flatheads are types of what? Phillips and flatheads are types of what?
Well, that's a mystery.
Second question. He's on fire today. See what I put up with every Friday, Jonathan? I got put up with in air quotes. People can't hear that on the air, but they're radio air quotes.
One thing's for sure, you definitely know what Tim's thoughts are because he lets them out.
Here's second question. True or false? Silly string is outlawed in Mobile, Alabama. Is that true or false?
I want to be careful going through there now.
Look, stopped at a traffic stop.
You get stopped by a cop and you got silly string in your car.
That's it. First thing, license, registration. Have you boys been drinking? Y'all got any silly string in this vehicle? And then that's when everybody stiffens up and their eyes are cutting from side to side. Oh, man, do we still have the silly string in the trunk? Silly string, and it may not be true. Silly string is outlawed in Mobile, Alabama. Mm-hmm. True or false? Third question, I'm going to add one. To a golfer, what is a frosty, or some people say a snowman? To a golfer, what is a snowman? What does that mean?
All right, my questions here are my questions. Which part of the human body controls balance? Number two, this actor was a star in several Disney movies in the 1970s. He also starred in the Western Tombstone. Who is he? And number three, what state produces the most rice? What state produces the most rice? Let's go. Who's up next?
All right. We've got Lydia from Georgia. Hi, Lydia.
Hi.
What part of Georgia?
I'm in Valdosta.
Okay. Good area.
I've been through there many times. That's I-75, right, Lydia?
Degrees?
Oh, is it 95? That's I-75. No, the interstate runs through your town.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Lydia.
I just moved here recently.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, listen, some things are not important in life.
No, look, when it's
spring. Knowing the interstate that's 3 miles from you right now is really.
When it's springtime and you say 75, I can see where you immediately go, I think that is about right. It's going to be around 70, 75.
75 degrees.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have been more clear. I don't know. All right. Well, Lydia, thanks for calling from Valdosta. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both today.
Okay. Hey, Lydia, before you answer one of our questions, how do you feel about singing Happy Birthday to Tim Wildman? Today's his birthday, and I think it'd be wonderful if one of our listeners is.
You and Jonathan can join in.
You think?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Okay, let's pass.
I'd be fine with that.
Well, hey,
I'm
look.
Okay with that.
You lead us, and then we'll ask our listeners, all of our listeners, to join in. All right, go,
all right.
Lydia.
To Tim?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tim. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Lydia, now you were good.
Yeah.
You're a singer, Jonathan and Jay.
Yeah, not so much.
And a
little background noise.
And a good sport.
I tried to be as quiet as I could.
Music or singing?
I picked the right person.
Yeah, you did.
You sure did, Lydia. You can definitely sing. No doubt about it.
Okay, yeah, Tim, four siblings, and three of the four all were born on the same day. That's pretty remarkable.
Hey, listen, if people want to send gift cards... It doesn't matter. I'm not offended by getting them next week, is what I'm saying.
It's called belated birthday
for a
reason.
Just because they don't arrive today doesn't mean I won't be appreciative, is what I'm saying. It won't hurt my feelings.
Hey, Lydia, which question you feel confident about?
I feel confident about the tombstone question.
All right.
All right, Lydia, here's the question. What age are you, by the way? Can I ask you?
I'm 24.
24. Okay, because I wanted to know, because this question is kind of a baby boomer question. It's generational. But,
right.
But Lydia, confident.
She's 24. She still knows
I'm
the
confident.
Answer to this. This actor.
I love Tombstone.
Tombstone, great movie. This actor was a star in several Disney movies in the 1970s. He also went on to star in the Western Tombstone. Who am I talking about?
You're talking about Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Yeah, good
Kurt
job.
Russell.
What a great actor.
Yeah. He played in Tombstone. He played, what character did he
Wyatt
play?
Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp. And then what's the actor who passed away who played?
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Yeah. He played Doc Holliday. What was that famous line he had?
Huckleberry.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
So cool.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
There's been as cool a lines in movies, but that was about the best one right
there.
Yes,
you never know what quirky thing is going to be a catchphrase, and it's just going to be, you know.
I'm your Huckleberry. Isn't that what he said?
That's right.
He didn't say, I'll be your Huckleberry. He said, I'm your Huckleberry.
No, well, the whole thing, if you look at behind the scenes, he went, I'll be your Huckleberry. Hey, Lydia, what's your question for us?
All right. My question is about how many taste buds does the average human tongue have?
You and Allison were talking about that yesterday.
We were. No, it was last week. We were talking about this at dinner. How many taste buds does your human tongue have? We also talked about a giraffe's tongue, too, because that's a big difference there.
That is a big difference.
Between a human tongue and a giraffe tongue.
Yes, it is.
Thus, you would have exponentially a greater number of taste buds.
Yeah. Even if you're not good in math, everybody knows that.
I thought we'd already had our size thing with the acreage of the Walmart building. Now we got the number of
taste.
All right, hold on a second. Lydia, ask that question again. And as you ask it, think to yourself, why am I asking this question? But go ahead, you ask it again. Okay?
I want to dial in a little bit. What Tim's trying to say is while you're asking that, say, what is the probability of them knowing this?
That's right, what I was thinking he was going to say.
Go ahead, Lydia, ask it again. So I want to hear you say it.
I can ask a different one. I'm fine with that.
Go ahead and ask that one again, then we'll switch to a different
That's
one.
Right.
But I want to hear you ask that again.
We got our calculators out now. We've gone to pull our calculators out.
What's the question now?
About how many taste buds does the average human tongue have?
Oh, the average. Okay, I got it.
You were thinking on average.
No, not the difference between like a 3-year-old and a 63-year-old like myself. Some of mine have died.
No, but
actually. Look,
the person getting that government grant to say, stick out your tongue and say, ah, and they put that little wooden popsicle stick on there, and 1, 2, 18, 19, 20.
All right, I tell you what.
1,011, 1,012.
Say ah.
Keep saying ah. I'm going to say 10,000.
All right, JJ says 10,000. Lydia, what are we looking at here?
That is correct.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Did you Google that, JJ? How'd you know that?
I got a Google going on in my head all the time. I just don't tell anybody. It's more like a hamster going around,
Lydia,
around on a wheel.
You could have said 4,970, and she'd have said, you're right.
No, it's 10,000.
You're right.
When I'm home and I'm bored, a whole lot of people do other things.
Yeah.
I got my tongue out in front of the the medicine cabinet there. You got to do something to kill, you know, when you got some extra time on your hands.
Yeah, you count your taste buds. I've heard of other people doing that too.
Have you ever been interrupted and had to start over?
That's a problem. It's like if you're sitting there counting and somebody asks you a question that has one number.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, Lydia.
Lydia, you made us laugh. Hey, look, I never ever do this, Lydia, but if you'll stay on the line just because you sang happy birthday to the boss and you got such a great sense of humor with us. Hazing you, we're going to send you the book 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times with Bert Harper and Alex McFarland. Is that okay to send her a book?
Yeah.
Stay on the line so they can get your address, and we're going to send you a book.
Thank you, Lydia.
She was so much fun.
Yes. Yeah.
And a great sport.
Yeah. Good sport, Lydia there. Kirk Russell, he starred, I remember because I used to go to the Saturday matinees in the early 70s. My mom and drop me and my buddy off, and we go the movie. And Kurt Russell, the computer that wore tennis shoes, The Strongest Man in the World, The Barefoot Executives. These were all like deep dive movies. I mean,
was he in the Herbie or no, whatever the no, love it
was.
Bug.
I think he was Herbie and the Love Bug.
Yeah, because that was
Herbie the Love Bug.
All those, that was when Disney, Walt Disney, good, clean, safe, G-rated, you could trust it. When then it started going woke before woke even happened. But he was in a lot of those and always
Kirk
did a
Russell.
Great job.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, JJ, and Jonathan. Who's next, JJ?
We have got Rick from Louisiana. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Hey, Rick, don't forget, it's this weekend that we spring forward, so you're going to lose an hour, but at least the clock will be right in your truck for six more months, so there's that.
I'm glad to hear that.
Rick, don't
hey,
be
Rick,
too...
calm down.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Hey, you need to calm down, Rick. Okay.
Hey, Rick, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'll answer the balance question.
Like the what? That's the balance question. Okay, here we go. Here we go, Brother Rick. The question is, which part of the human body controls our balance, Rick? What's the answer to that?
That's the inner ear.
Yes, it is.
Oh, nice.
That's the inner ear. Can you explain that a little bit?
I don't know. I've just lost my balance.
Hey, we saw what you did there.
Yeah, the inner ear is the primary organ in the human body responsible for controlling balance and houses what's called the vestibular system. So anyway, it's the inner ear.
Yeah, anvil and the little hammer and the anvil and all those goings on there in your inner ear.
I think that's the communist signal.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't it?
I think you're right. In the sickle?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know what relation they have with my question.
No, you got a little anvil, a little hammer, and all that in your inner ear. That makes, hey, we're fearfully and wonderfully made by God.
Oh, you're being serious.
I'm being serious. It's amazing how precise and delicate and everything that goes on in your ear.
But the inner ear controls our balance.
And we got 10,000 taste buds.
Way to go, Rick. Are you in the medical field, or what, how'd you know the answer to that?
No, I'm not. I'm just practiced one on a dog one time.
You did what now?
I did a heart transplant on a frog.
Uh-huh. Like in college? And
it didn't turn out well for the frog.
Yeah, you got an F in that lab, didn't you?
I thought you said a dog.
Yeah.
I said,
he
man,
did
y'all
say
were
that.
Doing things different in your school than what
frog.
We were.
So, anyway, Rick.
It wasn't in med school. It was in the backyard.
Oh, no.
That's unfortunate.
Remind me not to visit Rick.
Hey, Rick, what's your question for us?
All right, I'm going to throw you a softball here. Uh-huh. In what year is the next lunar eclipse?
I thought you said you were going to throw us a softball.
Yeah.
I think in the year 10,000. JJ, that worked last time, didn't it?
In the year 10,000.
Yeah.
The
year 10,000. Yeah. When is the next lunar eclipse?
Correct. What year?
I'm going to say 2028.
2028. That's our answer, and we're sticking to it.
All right. That's correct.
Hey,
yes.
Wow.
Good job.
Nice.
Hey,
job.
You win the book.
Please. I just
no applause.
No applause needed. I just, it's one of those things.
It's a gift.
You know when you know.
Yeah. That's right.
It's one of those things that happened right there.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Thank you, Rick. Rick was a
2028.
Rick was a wild man there, wasn't he? Huh? That's why I told him to calm down.
That's right.
Right there.
You knew I was coming. Didn't?
Nobody could understand.
Yeah.
All right. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University. So here's what happened. This elderly couple sitting on the porch swing, you know how you can be in the same space. hearing what you think is the same thing, but people have different perspectives.
Sure.
He's listening. It's the end of the day, sitting on the porch swing. He's listening to the crickets, so soothing.
Yeah.
She is hearing from the little country church down in the valley, the choir is practicing. So she's hearing the choir, he's hearing the crickets, and she says, listen to that. She said, that is just so beautiful. He said, I know. And it's amazing how they can do that by rubbing their legs together.
Do that again. Maybe I didn't pay attention close enough. Give me that joke.
You know, crickets make that sound by rubbing. I probably should have mentioned that. Crickets make their sound by rubbing their legs together.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you could have saved that for a trivia question.
I was going to say, I just run a trivia question.
You're pulling my leg.
Oh. Crickets make that sound by rubbing their legs together.
Believe that, Jonathan? He's just pulling one on.
He's pulling my leg, too. Know. He's not,
no,
he's not rubbing them
it's
either.
It's legit. That's what it's legit.
He grew up in Kentucky.
We give him an excuse. Yeah, we'll give him a pass.
Make up stuff.
Hey, where are we going? Back to the phones? Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Alex in Texas.
Hey, Alex.
Alex is going to know. Ask you. Hey, I know what you're going to do.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going? This is Alex.
Hey, is this Alex?
Yes, this is Alex.
Hey, Alex, where do you live in Texas?
I live in Houston, Texas.
Okay. Hey, do you mind rubbing your legs together there? For just a minute and see if we get a cricket sound.
Make the same noise.
No, Alex will tell you that how crickets make the sound. Did you know that, Alex?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Hey, ¿cómo estás?
Annoying. Bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien.
So one other follow-up on this, and then I'll drop it. So do we have video confirmation of this, of the crickets rubbing their legs together to make this noise?
I guarantee you, Ed has seen it on Nat Geo, because that's what, when I'm on my days
off. You talk about follow the leader.
When I'm counting the taste buds on my tongue and the medicine chest there in that mirror, Ed is watching. Religiously watching Nat Geo. He's seen it.
So one day, way back there in history, one cricket decided to rub his legs together.
Sure.
And said, y'all watch this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Yes.
And even today, now you go to your backyard tonight, I'll go to my backyard, and they'll be out there
rubbing their legs together.
And that's also a lesson why you shouldn't necessarily follow what one person does.
That's
you need to stand on your own two legs.
That's all right? The lesson right there, yeah.
Y'all watch this.
And the choir members aren't doing that, just for the record. Right.
They weren't doing that?
No. Hey,
Alex
asked, hey, what part of Texas, my friend?
He said Houston.
Oh, Houston.
Yeah.
Houston.
Ask, answer, or do both?
Both. The question is for the John Wayne answer.
Oh, here we go.
All
right, Alex, I'm going to ask it real quick, and then you give us the answer. All right, John Wayne said that this 1956 movie he starred in was his favorite role of his entire career, so much so that he named his son after the character he played. What was the name of the movie?
The Searcher.
That is correct.
The Who?
The Searchers.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Ever seen The Searchers?
Now, what was the name of the character?
Ethan Edwards is the name of his character, and his youngest son, he named Ethan.
Wow. Okay, I got to go watch that.
You've never seen The Searchers?
No, I have
not. How can you call yourself an American?
I know it.
Would you recommend that?
Oh, okay. Yes, absolutely. If you've never seen it, like, there's plenty of people that say you should have won an Oscar for that.
For 1956 movie.
Now, see, I've seen John Wayne movies. I've seen most of them two or three times because I just love John Wayne. But I don't think I've ever.
No, The Searchers.
Hey, Alex, how did you know that, Alex?
Well, I won't lie, I searched it up. But my favorite John Wayne moment is when he throws the little boy in the water because he doesn't know how to swim, and the mom comes out and goes, "My son can't swim." And he goes, "Well, then go and get him." And she looks at him. She
I can't swim either.
Go to snatch her up.
That's from Hondo.
Hondo.
That's a Louis L'Amour book that was made into a movie.
Wow. That's good. Louis L'Amour books were all good Western. Mm-hmm.
True
books,
Grit. I remember True Grit.
And then it'd be a happy birthday to Tim. And my fun fact is, me and my dad actually have the same birthday.
You and your dad?
We're both.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, when is that, Alex?
October 30th.
Okay. Hey, yeah. That's my wife's birthday.
October the 30th?
Yeah, somebody here knows Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, that's he's somebody. part of the equation. Absolutely.
What's the old thing? Seven people removed from Kevin Bacon.
That's right.
Something like that.
Alex, what's your question for us?
Well, it wouldn't be so much a question, but more of a favor. Y'all are able to shout out my small company for the Houston area. It's a Diamondback Tradesman Co. epoxy company. We install epoxy floors commercially and residentially all throughout the area, Texas, all throughout Texas. We will go to Austin, Nacogdoches, wherever.
But, well, you just did it. How can people find you online?
What's the name of it?
You could find me through Facebook, Nextdoor. But it's Diamondback Tradesman Co.
All right, brother.
It's all about the rattlesnake.
Thank you, Alex.
In Texas, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Diamondbacks, yeah. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, guys, quickly.
Okay. I'm going to have to add let's see. All right, let me just start. All right, my last question remaining, what bizarre Independence Day coincidence links U.S. Presidents John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe? Uh-huh. My second question is, what is the only fruit that carries its seeds on the outside?
But they carry them.
It does carry.
Yeah.
Here's what I've got. Phillips and flatheads are types of what? Phillips and flatheads are types of what? Car motors, catfish, a lot of things out there. Second question, true or false, silly string is outlawed in Mobile, Alabama. Wow. Is that true or false? Third question, this is for you golfers. What is a snowman mean in golfing? Some people say a frosty. Some people say, I got a snowman. Yeah. What does that mean to you? Is it called duffers? Is that what you call a golfer?
Yeah, well, that's an offensive term.
You just insulted
golfing.
Now, duffers, they know who they are. And they call themselves that. But
they go to those things for the free coffee, duffers. And they say, hi, my name is Bill. I'm a duffer. Hello, Bill.
Right.
Welcome to the what step are you on? Well, I'm on step number 9.
Yeah.
Got three more steps.
Hackers. We're also called hackers.
Okay.
You know, different things.
So if somebody's trying to duff into your computer, careful about?
I don't know. I don't know where duffer's coming from, but you can understand where hackers come from.
That's right.
You're just hacking at the ball with no real idea where it's going.
So your questions.
Yes, my questions are as follows. I only have two left, so two have been taken, two that I brought with me. What state produces the most rice? And secondly, new question, what city is the capital of Canada? What city is the capital of Canada? All right, back to the phones. Who's next?
Let's go to Jeff in Tennessee. Howdy, Jeff.
Hello, hello.
Hey, what part of Tennessee?
Camden.
That's a good area.
Where's that, JJ?
Right on 55, right? No, 40. Right there off of 40. Not too far
right
from Paris.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Kind of as the crow flies over from the land between the lakes.
40 runs through Jackson, and Paris is north of there an hour.
Yeah, Jackson as you're going to Nashville. Before you get to Nashville, you cross Camden there.
Going east.
Yes.
I got you. Hey, all right, Jeff.
Yeah. Ask, answer, or do both.
Oh, man. After 7 years, I'm going to do both, brother.
Oh, you've been waiting that long.
Yeah,
huh?
Wow. He's been trying for 7 years.
I've been on hold for a long time.
Hey, Jeff, let me tell you something.
I've been waiting.
Yeah.
I ain't called up the phone yet.
Hey, Jeff, patience
a virtue.
Let me give you something. Let me give you something biblical. Jacob said after 7 years, it only seemed like a minute. Hey, what's your
when he worked 7 years?
Yeah, to get his wife.
Tricked.
But then he got tricked.
He got tricked
worked
by somebody,
seven more.
Didn't he?
Yeah, by Uncle Laban.
That was unfortunate.
JJ, yes, sir.
One day is 1,000 years.
That's so, right.
Oh, there you go. Hey, listen, which one you want to answer?
Let's go with the rice question.
Rice, Tim.
Oh, rice. Okay, Jeff, here's the question. What state produces the most rice, Jeff?
Well, my wife is Cajun, so if I don't get this right,
okay,
I'm gonna be in bad shape. I'm gonna go with Arkansas.
There's Cajuns in Arkansas? Huh?
Are you just know
about rice?
I know a lot about rice.
Oh, obviously. Okay. Yes, well, here's the answer. Arkansas.
Yes.
You're right.
Yep. Yes.
So, listen, Arkansas produces 40% of our rice in the U.S.
Wow.
You know this?
Wow.
And then the other states are California, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Texas. So, but Arkansas, 40% of all the rice. Hey, can you hold on, Jeff? We got to take a break.
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. We'll be back with you in just a minute.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.